Welcome to the Married Life and Bank Trapping Podcast, where we are sharing with you how to be a better husband or wife while building your family empire through money management, adding skills to your family portfolio, and creating passive income while acquiring assets.
Are you tired of bickering with your spouse about finances? Learn how to create wealth today and build a family empire instead of worrying about divorce or the welfare of your children in the next 10 to 20 years. We are your hosts. I am the Bank Trapper.
And I'm Fatima the Banker.
And this is Married Life and Bank Trapping. While we're on the subject of getting to the money, I think it's important that we mention our free newsletter that helps you grow your money. Every week, we send digital gold to you for free, no cost. All you have to do is sign up to our newsletter that we deliver on our webpage at thesovereignempire.com. Also, whenever we have product releases, you'll be notified, as well as whenever we have discounts and services and goods, you'll be notified. Tap in to get free digital gold to your box. Learn how to become your own economy. What's up, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Married Life and Bank Trapping. I am your host, the Bank Trapper.
And I am Fatima the Banker.
And so in today's episode, obviously the title gives it away, you know, should you date your spouse? And so should you?
Okay, yes. You definitely should.
Why should we?
Why should we? We need your answer first.
Well, of course, you already know I think so. And I think if you're a man, you should date your spouse too. But why do you think you should do it? Because obviously we date each other.
Yeah. Well, you should date your spouse because... Okay, anyways. As a woman, the experience that I've had with dating my husband was that it did bring us closer. That allowed for me to open up more into myself and learn myself, because even before I had grew up, you know, watching women say, oh, you know, the way to a man's heart is, you know, cooking and cleaning, taking care of the house and the children and all that, when really it's more than that. It's the connection that you and your partner have even while you are growing together, because how you enter the marriage or relationship in the beginning, you're never the same person even after a year. So let's say, because a lot of women, you know, we talk about the power of assumption and how it's not good to
assume. My bad, I apologize. Before you even get into that, you had said something I don't think a lot of people realize or thought about, is how as time progresses, you change into different people during that marriage. And you also might, in some cases, never even knew who you were, which is part of what you hit on a little bit, or fully revealed who you were. So how does that play out? Why is that important when it comes to the dating aspect?
Well, that's what I was going to talk, like, with the assuming, how a woman, from my experience, because this is what I, you know, went through, was that I assume that the way that I am when I enter the relationship or marriage is good enough. And as long as that's good enough, the relationship will last a long time. And growing up, I always, you know, wanted a long-term relationship, a family, to be married and not have to remarry over and over again. But as time went on, or as time goes on, I realized that how I was only hurting our relationship, because when two people enter into a relationship, like for my husband, he's seen things in me that I didn't really see in myself. And had I not grown, I wouldn't have reached those levels that he seen my potential in, which was actually hurting our marriage in the way of was getting ready to end in a divorce. And for a lot of men, I mean, women think that a man will get into a relationship because he just liked how she looked and stuff like that, which, I mean, nowadays is the case. But whenever you find a true man, he's not really quick to get in your pants. He wants to get to know you. He wants to see how the relationship can benefit the both of you and what y'all can do together. And so as time progresses and you're in the relationship with the man and you get comfortable and people say, oh, you're in your honeymoon stages. And whenever you start gaining weight, that means y'all are comfortable. You're out of your honeymoon stage, or, you know, when really that's not a good way to look at being in a marriage, because how you enter into the marriage, you should look to get better, not to just let go of yourself. And for me, that's what I was doing. It's like, okay, well, we have a child together. We have this life together. Everything is joint together. This isn't gonna really end, but I mean, it's better to end something that's actually where, you know, both of y'all aren't happy. And me, I wasn't happy with myself. And it's not that I wasn't happy with the relationship, because I had a lot of things going on within myself that was causing me to not, I guess, see the good in myself, especially being young and feeling like, dang, I have a child, I have two children, and I can't do anything.
And so how did dating help with all of that?
Dating helped because that gave us one-on-one time. Being intentional is a really big, because you can't date your partner and you're not being intentional on wanting to grow the relationship, actually being open. Because if you're being intentional, that means you're being open. You're being open to criticism. You're being open to all of the good, all of the bad, all of that. And so when you're dating, as far as for us, there are things that we talk about and we evaluate each other. One of the things that I know I'm working on right now, as far as in our dating, is being open, because I'm open to the criticism, but having my ears open. So fully accepting the criticism as it comes, as a situation, like on the spot when something is happening. So if I'm being stubborn about a certain thing, being open to hearing that I'm acting crazy in that moment and being able to think through it and, you know, tackle it on the spot, if that makes any sense.
So is it the dating causes you to see the confrontation, or is it that preparing for the date you notice things that cause the conflict that can make the date, trying to prepare for the date, more stressful? How do you mean it?
I guess because the dating puts me in a position to where, especially when we have the one-on-one time and it's just us and we're, you know, whether it is we're reading or we're having a conversation, because we don't have, you know, people around us to really distract us, it allows for me to see the confrontation then. But does that make sense? Or am I answering the question? Because I don't know.
I don't want to assume where you're going, but I can say for me that the reason why I think it's important that one of the reasons why I think it's important you date your spouse is because you're engaging in an experience. And so I don't personally believe going into the movies is ever a good first date. And I don't think it's a good consistent date because you actually don't have an opportunity to talk with your spouse. And so as you're going out and doing different experiences, and let's just say, you know, this is a basic one that a lot of people do, but we'll just use it for now. But like, let's say as a restaurant, right? My wife has a really big food thing. She's very, very, because of how she was raised, she can be pretty closed-minded toward trying new foods and different things like that. And so would this be a situation, maybe because, you know, the willing to try new things and then the conversation that happens is where you can find yourself having those conflicts that arise, or is that a situation, or how does it come up during the day?
I guess, I mean, it could be, yeah, because the food could trigger, or whatever the experiences could trigger, something from my childhood or an experience that I've had, and then whatever the experience was, it allows me to, because I guess the dinner would already have me like, okay, well, you know, I haven't tried this before, but as we sit down and we're eating or talking, it allows me to open up and ask myself why. Does this, you know, why does this dinner trigger this memory, if that makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the experience is. So like, let's say when we were talking about the zip lining and the heights, my fear of heights. Well, and that talking about the zip lining and the heights, the zip lining triggered the memory of me not liking heights, but also the memory that I've never flown in a plane before. Mm-hmm. I've never done anything that can, you know, that put me in a situation where I was at a high. Yeah. So I asked myself, why am I afraid of heights? But I've never been at a high altitude to really say that I'm afraid of heights. I don't have a traumatic experience from falling down, you know, from a high level or anything. And so that was one of, you know, how we both concluded that it's just my fear of trying new things. And because I grew up not being put in the position to try new things, because in a way I was spoiled, but not at the same time. So more like coddled more than anything. And so I just grew up just not even wanting to try new things. I'll say, oh, I don't like that, but never tried it before. So
yeah, no, I can understand now. And so I think that as you are in your relationship, and how to me that relates to what you're saying with the changing as a person and stuff like that, is that I really do believe most of us don't really know the person we're married to. And that a lot of times people never, you know, talk about what are your dreams, what are your ambitions. When I ask men, you know, so what is your wife's goals, you know, or what do you see for your marriage 5 years from now? And almost 9 out of 10 guys will be like, I don't know. You know, tacos. Like, well, you know, like they'll just say something dumb. And so one of the reasons I make sure that we're dating is because I'm very introspective. I always look inward, try to see what's going on with me. And I know one of the main ways that you grow is through experience. And so I have to put my wife and myself, she's my other half, through new things, because that's how we're going to grow. It's the experience of doing things that cause you to grow. And to challenge irrational beliefs, as well as to create memories with one another. And the way you interact with those things can shape the rest of your life. And so I think that once you are comfortable with your spouse, that's the moment the marriage has already died. And also, one of the things I take in is that how she had mentioned earlier, the way you came in, you know, you should kind of keep that same energy to agree or grow. And I believe it's the grow part, because I noticed in too many relationships, even before the marriage, you know, the person will text all the time, call all the time. As soon as they start dating, the texting and calling decreases a little bit more. Once they get married, it ends entirely. And for me, I still talk to my wife every single day, multiple times a day, text and things like that. When I'm at my W-2 job that I'm doing while growing our business. And so I make sure to be consistent. And so why is that important, right? It's because as a man, she knows that if I say something, I mean it. And I have a consistent behavior pattern that she can rely on. It makes me steady and dependable. And then so even when it comes to my body, you know, I got, you know, some little, let me see if I can get it in here. You know, like I take care of it. I got a six pack, things like that. And so I care about my appearance, how I look, and so I expect the same from her. When I come to the bedroom, I want her to be like, "Ooh, you know, like, dang, look, that looks good." You know, I don't want her to feeling like, "Dang, you kind of look like Porky the Pig right now." And a lot of ourselves, you know, we like, "Oh, that's that dad bod and all that." No,
yeah,
no. That's not the dad bod, that's the slob bod. And that really shows what you think of your partner. And it shows what you think of yourself. And so when you're young and you're dating, those are the things that are attractive, especially as men. Men care about physical appearance a lot, and women do too, but for different ways and different reasons, and some things, you know, they consider to be more important than others. But if she can have a man who makes money and has a attractive body and things like that, that puts him a notch above as well.
And then for me, because what he's saying about the appearance, I had gotten to the point where in our relationship a few years ago, where I just started letting my body go. I started gaining weight. Like I really was not feeling myself, and it began to show, but I didn't think anything about how he felt about it. I just thought, okay, well, I'm starting to get, like he said, the dad bod. There's the mom bod too. The, oh, you had children, so you're letting that show as far as in weight. And, you know, that's really not cute. You can be a mom with a nice body and look like you haven't had any children and still have people want to talk to you, which don't really matter. But I mean, still though, I mean, it goes for men, both men and women. Like when a man that's physically fit, mentally fit, emotionally fit, all that, whenever he enters into a relationship, I mean, of course, growing, but when he enters into the relationship and you enter into the relationship the same way, physically fit, that man that's physically fit is expecting for you to also continue to stay physically fit. And if you let yourself go, but you think that that's okay, and then you're wondering why is he unhappy? Well, he's unhappy because he had an expectation, which isn't, it's not a bad thing. It's not, you know, bad that he expects that because you entered into the relationship the way that you were, and he expected that same, you know, sure, he wanted better, of course, grow, all that. But whenever we first got together, I was physically fit. And, you know, that was something he expected. And I couldn't be upset with him when he was unhappy with my weight because, I mean, I wasn't, I agreed to the relationship. But,
yeah, so I think that I read this quote from St. Augustine a couple of days ago, and it said that the world is a book, and the person who doesn't travel is like a person who has only read one page of a book. And that's extremely important, not only for yourself, but for your marriage, because there is a joining that has taken place. And so there's somebody that I know who went down to Houston with one of their friends to ride ATVs, works 12 hours a day, almost 7 days a week. And then when he does get some free time, he's off with his friends. And then he went to Florida without his family to go spend time with this friend that he's already at work with all day long. And if you ask him, you know, oh, how much do you care about your family? He's like, oh, I love my family to death. I'd do anything for him, but does everything he can do to stay away from them. And so he has denied them the use of his time, which is the ultimate level of thievery, because now that's something you can never get back. He's committed one of the most biggest sins that you can ever commit, and that's the theft of time. His wife has entered into a marriage with him, and she has no time with him, and they don't do anything together. They don't manage their finances together, nothing. And so what are they really together for?
For a hot body, laying next to each other, adult things.
And they don't even have that anymore because they didn't let themselves go. So it's not even a, you know, so.
No, I meant just like a warm body, not a hot body.
Oh. Okay. But these are just some of the other things, you know, just light things to tap onto when it comes to, you know, dating your spouse, why experiences and stuff like that. We're going to talk more about this again. But I do think that all married couples should continue to date, and they should continue to grow, because nobody ever stays the same. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a bad habit of saying, you know, oh, what's going on? You know, same shit. But that's never true. It's never the same. Mm-hmm. There's one thing that's always a constant, and that's change. The whole entire universe is based off of this. And every day, whether you like it or not, you change. It's just whether you're changing for the better or the worse.
And if we never change, we'd still be children, or we'd still be in, I don't know, change just starts right, you know, at conception, because you have to grow. You have to grow the things that you need to live, the organs, your heart, all that, and you know, continue to grow. Your body continues to change throughout life. So, I mean, of course, there, you know, change is very inevitable. It's really hard to avoid change. It's just like Elijah said, whether you're changing for the better or the worse, though.
So anything else you like to add?
Date your partner, guys. Date your ladies, partner. Date your partner. Date your spouse. shoot, date your children.
Yeah.
Like, your relationships with your whole family, like, you should be continuing to date your children, your spouse, you know, those that you are close to, because it helps keep the relationships alive. It helps, you know, you to keep continue to learn each other, the new things that come, you know, the new changes that come up in your life. Like, I mean, one day you could, you know, just be like me doing life insurance, and the next week or two I could be loving into art. And my husband won't know that unless we're dating each other and I voice that and I'm telling him, like, being open and we're being honest with each other and we're letting each other know things. So dating just allows for you to open yourself up more to being able to learn each other, the ins and outs.
Peace, y'all. Thank y'all for listening.
It's crazy how complicated we make life. It doesn't have to be. Take budgeting, for instance. 60% of adults don't have a budget. How can you expect to know or build anything when you don't even understand what your money is doing? Or we overcomplicate leaving something behind for our children. Life insurance solves this.
Starting your family legacy and path to financial independence is easy, but maintaining it can be tricky, which is why we travel with you through your entire journey. We will help you through every step, from identifying your family's wants and needs to having those wants and needs accomplished. But our service does not stop there. We will continue to be your lifetime agents that your family deserve. To get started, go to thesovereignempire.com and book your consultation.
It's free, baby.
It's free.
A couple that traps together stays together.